Welcome to the 15th Club with your hosts, Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers. Ed and Scotty will bring you up to date on all the big news in the world of golf every Saturday on News Radio KLBJ.
It is time to tee it high and let it fly. Welcome to the 15th Club live on KLBJ Radio. We have a table full of great golfers, and then there's Scotty and yours truly, Ed Clements, with the show. Welcome to the 15th Club live from Dirty Martin's Place, our show proudly brought to you by ABC Bank. The Salt Lake Barbecue, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Maudie's Tex-Mex, the Muni Conservancy, Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and by Adele Golf. Scotty, good afternoon, and this is going to be a fun afternoon because, truly, we've got three wonderful Longhorns golfers here with us, two current horns, one former horn. Ben Clements is with us. Cynthia Brooks is with us. It is a glorious day here at Dirty Martin's.
And it's windy. Boy, is it windy. Do you play golf today, didn't you?
I play golf today. I do. Look, a little windburn today. There's a little windburn at Bartlett.
How'd you handle it?
Not well. Not very well. I hit a little sideways today. Sideways shot. But I birdied the next last hole and parred the last hole, so I left with a good smile on my face. I did that.
Well, that's good.
Thank you. There's
a lot of orange at the table here today.
There are.
Which is a good thing. We're down here at the Mac Brown table.
Yeah.
At Dirty Martin's.
Mac was invited to come by, but he flew back to North Carolina today. He'd been here for the Mac, Jack, and McConaughey. Saw him Thursday night, and then we saw him yesterday at Canyons Golf Course at Barton Creek. They raised $12.7 million for four charities here in Austin. Phenomenal, phenomenal amount of money.
That's great. There's a lot of money in Austin, but they do such a good job, and this is the 12th year of that tournament.
Yeah, really
so,
great.
So we've got some things going on at Muni I want to mention, too. The 19th hole party is going to be on Thursday, May the 9th. You can get tickets, go to SaveMuni.com, and then the Forever Green Tournament on Friday, which you'll be playing in.
Yeah, Ben Clements is playing in it, too. You're playing in it.
Maybe Mark Brooks will play with us. I don't know.
Well, Mark played on one of our teams before, and I heard him mumble himself, never again, but maybe we convince him.
Yeah, we thought we had a ringer team, and I think we lost by four.
We did. Team Overton got us again. But we do have some special guests. Let me introduce them. Two great Texas Longhorn golfers. Christian Moss is with us, currently the number 17th ranked amateur in the world. Christian is from the great country of South Africa, averages 71.3 scoring average. He was runner-up in the African Amateur in February, one of the great Longhorn golfers. And Tommy Morrison from the great country of Dallas, Texas, is here. Tommy is currently 68th in the world, 71.5 scoring average. He tied for fourth at the recent Western Intercollegiate at Paso Tiempo, one of my favorite golf courses in the world. And, of course, Christian and Tommy were part of the Longhorns' 18-stroke victory in the Big 12 tournament. That concluded earlier this week at Whispering Pines. Final round, they were 12-under. That means 48 conference champions in the last conference championship in the Big 12. So everybody's going to the SEC next year. Tommy, Christian, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Mark Brooks is also here. How many conference championships did you win when you played for the Longhorns?
You mean our team?
Your team, yeah.
We won a couple.
You won a couple? Did you win any individual?
I did not.
You did not? Oh,
no.
Really?
How many did you win?
Well, I was district runner-up at Brownwood High School, district 4-5A.
Yeah. I got to go back to your opening. You said something about once a Longhorn. I thought once a Longhorn, always.
Always,
Longhorn.
You're right.
Okay, once a Longhorn, always a Longhorn.
Yes,
yeah.
No, we won a couple times.
Good.
Back in the day, these guys probably, they're too young to remember. Houston Cougars were a powerhouse. I think Dave Williams won 17 national championships or something crazy. So we beat them a couple times.
Yeah, I saw one of the great Houston Cougars at Barton Creek today, Tom Jenkins, who played on the John Mahaffey championship teams. Great golfer. He won six times on the Champions Tour and one time on the PGA Tour. He's moved back to Austin, so it was good to see Tom today.
And that would have been the vulnerable Southwest Conference.
That's right, the Southwest Conference.
Pre-Big 12.
Tommy, Christian, welcome. How was it this week, Tommy? Obviously, the team had a good time with the big win. How was it down at Whispering Pines, one of the number one ranked golf course in the state?
It's pretty fun. super fun. I think anytime you win is a lot of fun, but winning by, you know, an 18-shot margin is even more fun. So,
yeah.
It was a blast. I had a blast.
Tell everybody about that golf course. Our friend Corby Robertson, the former Longhorn great, he built the golf course. Just describe the golf course to our listeners.
Sure, yeah. We got to meet Mr. Robertson in the practice round. He was super nice, and he did an amazing job with that place. They've got a beautiful property and a lot of space out there. The golf course is great. There's really no bad holes out there, so I loved it. I really enjoyed playing it. I could see why they ranked it as number one in Texas for sure.
Christian, when I played it a couple of years ago, my friend Barry Barksdale, I remember, went down with Barry and the guys. That last stretch, I guess 15, 16, 17, 18, oh, man, that last par three, gulp, and 18's a very daunting hole. Your thoughts on Whispering Pines?
It was a lot of fun. Coming in, it played pretty difficult because it was pretty windy all week long, and 15, 16, 17 was playing kind of straight into the wind or into off the left, and they had us on 16 from the back tee pretty much every day except for the last day, so it played, what, the back right flag the one day was like 258, and it's basically straight. You've got to, it's like 240 to carry the water straight into the wind as well, so that played pretty difficult. And then the par 5 is like 640 from the tip tee, also straight into the wind, so it was a pretty long par 5. And then 18 played reasonably easy because the wind was kind of off your back and off the left, but yeah, it's pretty tough finishing.
On that par 3 when it's 250 plus, what do you hit? What did you hit there against wind? 7 iron, 6 iron, 8?
I hit 2 iron every day. I hit in the front left bunker when it played that long, and I think Tommy hit 3 with his hike, but he hit the green. But yeah, there was a couple guys that were hitting full 3 woods.
I know Nathan Petrangio, one of your teammates, was coming in really good, and then he kind of had a hiccup on that hole. I think he tripled the hole, which is not hard to do.
Yeah, he was off to an amazing start in that final round, which is what we needed to keep the pedal down. Yeah, those par threes are tough. I mean, like you said, I hit a 3-wood. I don't know last time I hit a 3-wood on a par 3. So,
hey, Chris Young, you said you hit a 2-iron. Not many people carry a 2-iron anymore, right? Or do a lot of college players do that?
I think there's a couple of guys still have a 2-iron, between 2-iron and 5-wood. But, yeah, 2-iron's got a lot of – there's a lot of help and new technology behind it. It's a couple of 2-irons that it's pretty easy to hit.
Oh, boy, back in the day when, Mark, when you were hitting 2-irons, we were hitting 2-irons, you better hit that right in the middle of the club.
That's true. They were very small. You guys use the 2-iron as almost like a driving iron now for the most part. You might bang it at a par 5 and 2, but 260 carry, 265 carry?
250 to 260.
Okay,
probably.
There you go.
Gee, wow. Yes. Have you been drug tested lately? I'm just kidding.
Not yet.
What do you hit your driver now? How far do you hit your driver?
Probably 310, 320, 310, 320 carry.
What loft do you have?
It's on 6 degrees.
6 degrees?
6.5.
6.5?
Yeah.
Wow, what about you, Tommy?
I think I'm 9.5, 10. About 9.5, yeah.
Your average drive, about, what, three?
Probably 300, 310.
Right.
Yes, sir.
When you played on the PGA Tour, Mr. Brooks, what was your driving average?
What century?
When you won the 1990s.
Probably in the 260s, I would guess. That would have been included everything.
Yeah.
What's your average?
Yeah, but now you hit it further than 260.
I mean, the tour average in 1980 was about 280, I believe.
Yeah.
It was Dan Pohl or somebody like that. And that was long.
Yeah,
280 was long, and then John Daly came along and started popping everybody. I mean, I think he won by 15 or 20 yards one of his early years.
But
you know, over 300.
Right. But today you hit it much longer than you did when
I do not hit it much longer than I did, but I hit it. I always judge it off, let's say, a 7-iron, and with you the added equipment and all that, I probably swing 5 miles an hour slower now.
Okay, how far do you hit a 7-iron?
Well, it depends on which 7-iron I have. You know, 165 carry, roughly, 170.
Okay.
But so that's about max.
Okay.
These guys, it's probably like 85.
Yeah, 80.
You know, 80 to 85. Irons are made to hit close, so they don't have what we call jacked-up irons. I mean, you know, we play pretty strong irons. These guys play a much more traditional-looking set. So when they say they hit a pitching wedge 145 yards, it would be like more like most people's gap wedge or something as far as the loft. So they don't have a bunch of jacked up golf clubs.
Not at all.
Well, I don't either, but I hit mine like 152 or 154 as a 7-iron for me, which is what I hit it back when I was in college.
Yeah, and you've got the Adele golf clubs as Ben does, and Adele, those are very, very nice golf clubs.
They're great, and they're not like the, some of the Titleists you see where a 7-iron's bent like a.
Well, we're
five
not going to plug every
iron.
Brand here.
Dale's the sponsor of the show. So
I know, but he threw the other guy in there. So.
Yeah.
They all make a bunch of different styles.
They do.
You know, within each company, certainly the big boys do, and you know, some are made for better players, some are made for hitting it a long way.
Yeah.
All right, this is the 15th Club live from Dirty Martin's Place. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers and a host of very, very special guests. When we come back, we'll talk more with Christian Moss, the Texas Longhorns, and Tommy Morrison of the Texas Longhorns, and the former PGA champion Mark Brooks. Will be back at Valhalla on the weekend of March 14th. He'll be there.
May.
May 14th. So I said March, I meant May 14th. He'll be there working and the spot where you won your PGA championship. We'll take a break. After this break, more on the 15th Club on KLBJ.
Hi, this is Rob Gillette of the Renaissance Austin Hotel. You're listening to Austin's only golf show, the 15th Club, with Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers on KLBJ.
Thank you so much, our friend Rob Gillette from the Naughty Duck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel. Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers back at Dirty Martin's Place. Our show proudly brought to you by not only the Naughty Duck and Bar at the Arboretum, but ABC Bank as well. A great list of guests today. Of course, our great friend Mark Brooks, the 1996 PGA champion and lifetime Longhorn, with Mark today. And Scotty and yours truly, Tommy Morrison, number 68 player in the world, Texas Longhorns. And Christian Moss, number 17 in the world from South Africa. We're talking about their win at the Big 12. The regional's coming up. But, fellas, let's take a look at the PGA Tour. They're playing in New Orleans at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. This used to be Jim Bob Moffitt's tournament, Freeport-McMoRan Open. It's a format of a partnership. They have different formats during this time. Today they finished the third round. And Blair and Fishburne have the lead. Zach Blair and Fishburne are the leaders at minus 23.
Did you make up that first name?
No. Mark told me it's Zach Blair.
Okay, yeah. I'll buy drinks for anybody at the table that can tell me three out of the first six players, their first names.
Zach, Patrick, and Luke.
He got
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. You get it. You get. Are you 21?
No, you can give me a root beer.
Okay, root beer. Okay. Okay. Well, that's pretty good then. Good for you, Tommy.
Blair and Fishburne, 23. Luke List and Hendrick Norlander are 22. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are at 21. And the list goes on and on. So that's at New Orleans. Now, the winner, Mark, of this deal, you don't get Masters, but you still get a whole bunch of cash and you get points, correct?
You do. You get both points and cash.
So I've watched you two guys, Christian and Tommy, I've watched you two guys go at it on the golf course before. Are you going to commit to play in this tournament once you get out on tour as partners?
You two guys going to be partnered up?
No, I'm good.
I don't know.
It's hard to is it hard to root for each other except when you're in a UT tournament? Okay. We couldn't get a commitment.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Okay.
Could be fun.
We didn't talk about the LIV at Adelaide, the LIV Tour. Brendan Steele is the leader at minus 14. Danny Lee is at 13. Mito Pararia of Chile is at minus 12. The former Texas Tech Red Raider, Carlos Ortiz, is also at 12. Looking down the list, looking for our man Sergio Garcia. Can tell you Brooks Koepka is minus 8.
He's down there slotted below Anthony Kim by a shot.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What about DJ? He hadn't been playing well.
Who?
Dustin Johnson. Remember him? Yeah, Sergio is at even par.
I just can't wait to get these team scores up.
Can't. Well, you want me to get the... No.
Well, I'll go for it.
I don't care about
you
that.
You know who's leading?
No.
Torque.
Torque is leading. The Torque.
And they're being chased by the high with a Y. That'd be high with a Y. Flyers.
Okay. All right.
And that's Phil Mickelson's team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a better chance for him to make some cash.
Tommy, Christian, you both know guys who took the money on the LIV Tour. Your thoughts on the LIV Tour?
There's a bunch of good things and a bunch of bad things, I think. But, yeah, I think it's interesting that a bunch of people are playing much more worldwide, I suppose, and you've got a lot more time off with your family and stuff. But, yeah, I think there's a lot more competition over here playing, well, every week and stuff. But I think after you've played here for a couple of years, then LIV sounds like a very fun tour to play on.
Now, a couple of your fellow countrymen are top 10. Dean Burmester, who defeated Sergio a few weeks ago at Miami, he's at minus 11. And one of my favorite golfers from your country, Louis Oosthuizen, is at minus 10. Charles Schwartzel is at minus 8. So a lot of your fellow countrymen. Have you talked to these? Do you ever talk to these guys? You know these guys that are on tour?
I know them a little bit. I'm on a putting group with Louis and Charles. But I think they've got an amazing time on LIV Tour, especially those four South Africans with Brandon as well. I think they've had a very, very good time traveling the world and just playing golf together as a team.
You know the PGA Tour, we're talking about playing worldwide, and LIV plays a few more. The PGA Tour is going to play a tournament in Tokyo next year.
Are they?
They haven't announced it yet, but it's going to be at Yokohama Country Club.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the course Corcoran?
It is.
Wow.
It is. So,
wow.
Well, the Zozo's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tiger won it a couple of years ago. I want to say it might even be a fall event.
Is that a smaller field? Is that a PGA?
It's in Japan. It's an official event.
Official event.
Oh. See, that's how plugged
I'm just
in
helping you out. They'll have dueling Japanese PGA Tour events.
Okay.
Tommy, your thoughts on the LIV Tour, if they came to you when you get out of UT and say, we'll lay $100 million on you, $50 million, what would you do?
I'd take it and run.
I love your honesty, Tommy Morrison. I love your honesty.
No, I don't know. It's interesting. No comment.
Yeah. Well, until the
everyone's
until
got
the time
a number,
comes
Ed.
To make a
I know,
decision.
I, you
if
have
they,
a number.
If they ask me to be a broadcaster, I've got a rather low number. I'd do that. Okay, I want you to tell these guys your thoughts on what's going to happen with the PGA Tour and LIV.
I'm pretty much out of guesses. I still think they're going to figure out something and probably end up with I'm going to stick with some kind of super tour.
One main
big super tour, and the PGA Tour becomes the main, let's say, most respected feeder tour, and may in fact actually operate and run it and semi-own it. That's what I see happening. And it may take several. I think it's going to take a few years, but if you're not leery of what LIV could actually do to you with cash, then you are sadly mistaken.
I'm just confused. I thought last year they were merging, and then I don't.
They agreed to actually negotiate, and we're still negotiating. Right. No, the June 6th.
It's a lot of negotiating.
Yeah, there's a lot of negotiating. We've had a new there's a whole new entity that came in. I mean, the strategic sports group brought in $1.5 to $3 billion then, and so I'm sure there's a faction associated with our tour that doesn't feel like we need any more money.
Right.
But if you got 3-6, it sounds better. So I think they'll end up with a deal, Ed.
And the LIV Tour, travels around the world. Christian, you're from South Africa. The greatest South African golfer of all time, in my opinion, Gary Player, was the world. He traveled the world. And the guys now you mentioned, Grace and Louis and Schwartzel, they travel. It's not – and you're not across the county from Austin where you grew up. This is a long way away from home. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think the good thing they have with all the traveling is it's not a lot of tournaments. So they've got weeks off in between of traveling. It's not on top of each other where you've got to travel through 6 or 7 time zones
right
every week. So, but, yeah.
As a veteran, and luckily been married for 40 years to the same woman, I can assure you if you only have 14 or 15 weeks to work, and you get married, you'll have a tough time staying married for 40 years. You need to play more. If you said, I'm just saying, that's too much time off for a 20 or even probably a 30-year-old to work 14 weeks. I can't even imagine. You go, well, I basically have 9 months off. It would be very easy to become pretty complacent and not stick with your business if you only worked 14 weeks a year, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the only one that really did it was Jack Nicklaus, who played maybe, 17 tournaments. I mean, he cut his schedule back.
He played
a
little silly season stuff, and he was well into his 30s with a bunch of wins under his belt before he did that.
Right. We got to take a break for the news. After this, more with our friends Tommy Morrison and Christian Moss. I'm Ed Clements, along with Scotty Sayers and Mark Brooks. Ben Clements will be here at 6 o'clock for the End Zone Club to talk about the NFL draft. News is next on KLBJ. Get out, don't
listening to the 15th Club with Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers on News Radio KLBJ.
God, that's a great song.
The great Rusty Ware, who sang here at Dirty Martin's place back in the 70s, did an album here, and this is our favorite place. On a Saturday afternoon, I'm Scotty Sayers, along with Ed Clements, Mark Brooks, Ben Clements, Tommy Morrison, and Christian Moss. And the 15th Club is brought to you by ABC Bank, Salt Lake Barbecue, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Marty's Tex-Mex, the Muni Conservancy. We have our 19th hole party on May the 9th. You can get tickets at SaveMuni.com. Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and Edel Golf. Okay, I'm going to do some UT golf trivia right quick.
Okay, let's lay it on me.
I'm going to really lay it more on Tommy and Christian here.
No, you're UT golf with Tommy and Christian.
Yes, okay. How many major championships has the University of Texas won now? Total with Scotty Scheffler's
as
run at
the last Masters. Go ahead, you can verbalize it. What is
how
it?
Many? Six. Well, there's six players.
How many?
How many major championships total
nine?
Do they hold? Scotty's was number 10.
Number 10. Okay.
Scotty's got two Masters. Jordan Spieth has a Masters, U.S. Open, and British Open. You got Justin Leonard with his 97 British Open. Mark Brooks, 96 PGA. Tom Kite, the 1992 U.S. Open. Ben Crenshaw, two Masters championships.
Fantastic.
Did I count right? That's 10, right?
I guess that's 10.
I think so.
That's
10.
And there's a big sign. I know Steve Tremere is very proud of it, going to the UT Golf Club where you guys play, listing all the majors and all the tournaments and everything. Speaking of the UT Golf Club, can I interject one more thing for the next question?
Yeah,
the Texas Regional, Austin Regional, is May 13th to the 15th. You guys get to stay home. You get to play on your home golf course. Low five teams qualify for the national tournament out in La Costa at the Omni. Later in May. Thoughts about playing at your home golf course for this regional?
I think it's a big advantage, especially at UT. There's a couple of tee shots that doesn't kind of suit your eye the first couple of times you play there. And I think the greens, we know the greens very well. Yeah, especially for me, when I played it the first month or two, I was very amazed at some of the putts that just broke a different way than I thought it was. And Travis and everybody I played with, they knew the greens from a couple of years. So, yeah, hopefully that helps us a lot.
What's your low score at UT Golf Club?
63.
Tommy, your thoughts about playing at home?
Yeah, I back what he says. I think it's a huge advantage. I think when you first play, it can be very visually intimidating. But now, you know, when we qualify out there at home, we feel super comfortable. I know all of us do. So I think it's huge. I think it's an amazing advantage. I love that we get to play at home as well and that we get to host a tournament. You know, since I've been here, I don't think we've hosted a tournament. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Your low score at UT Golf Club?
Also a 63.
Also a 63. What is the course record out there?
63.
Pearson shot 60, right?
Pearson
shot
60. Pearson could have shot 60.
They didn't have all the back tees then.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you what. We need to toot the horn of our friend Steve Tremere and Greg Garner. They treat you guys very, very well out there. Your practice facility is top-notch, and it's just a great place to go practice and play.
Yeah. We get a lot more than we deserve.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
A little spoiled.
Well, that's Bill Duval and Mike Myers, too.
Yes.
They've done a tremendous job making that place a special place for the men's and women's golf team. And, Mark, you teach out there.
I'm around.
Yeah.
I watch these guys come up and get food. The food's good. They enjoy the food. I know that.
Yes.
You had some more. You had another question?
Well, I got another trivia question. I'll just throw at these guys since they're sort of a different generation.
Yeah.
You know the five guys that were on the national championship team in 2012?
Oh, I think I know this.
Okay. Yep. Tommy. Okay, or Christian.
Fratelli.
Cody, Jordan Fratelli, Julio.
Tony Hakula?
And Tony.
Did he play?
Yeah.
Brendan Stone, right?
He came in the year afterwards.
Okay.
Hey,
I've got him written down in 2012.
Oh, Scotty.
Okay. Okay. So I'm showing Spieth, Fratelli, Vegas, Gribble, and Brendan Stone.
Tony.
You got a couple years.
Blended. Okay.
That'd have been a hell of a team, but you blended them.
I blended them. Okay.
Hell of a team. Right.
Yeah, Brendan came in that fall after they won.
Okay.
And where's he from?
South Africa.
Well, Pretoria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Centurion, yeah.
Centurion?
Pretoria. Yeah.
Okay.
Former Scottish Open winner. He won the Scottish Open.
And he wasn't at UT very long, though.
No, he was only there for a year.
Yeah.
Well, he won Freshman of the Year, and then I'm not even sure if he did another semester. I think he might have turned pro after that.
Okay. That was bad.
I'm sorry. It happens. It happens. You got two very intelligent college students there. Now, Christian, you were runner-up at the African Amateur. That's got to be really cool. Your home country, and doing that. Is that all of Africa or just South Africa?
No, all of Africa.
Wow.
There's not a lot of golf going.
Right.
Well, outside of South Africa.
Right.
I suppose there's not a lot of golf from there. But, yeah, they started African Am now mostly through Mr. Rupert that kind of went to the RNAs on the RNAs board and wanted to start a tournament like the Asia Pacific and the Latin America where if you win, you get, at the moment, you get a British Open start. And, I don't know, hopefully there's talks of getting a Masters invite some way down the line with the tournament.
As a runner-up, what will you get this summer? Do you get anything this summer?
No, I think you only get into final stage of the Open qualifying. But, yeah, I think I'm already in to the final stage through WAGA, or my rankings on
Wonderful. World Amp. Yeah. That's fantastic to play in the Open.
He got a big attaboy.
That a way to go.
Okay, gave him a big old attaboy.
That a way to go.
That was televised. It was fun. We got to watch that.
It was a long travel. Thankfully, Coach Fields let me go down there.
Yeah.
But it was a fun time seeing friends and family. And
how many years have they had it?
This
was the inaugural?
Yeah. Awesome. This was the inaugural. Yeah.
Beautiful.
In the summertime, y'all play a lot of golf. I know Arnold Palmer Cup. The mid-AMs, the Western stuff. What's your guys' summer look like? I know I'm getting ahead because you haven't finished your national tournament yet. What's the summer look like?
I think his is a little different, maybe a little bit. I think he goes back home for a little longer, but I'm going to go over to the British Amateur in Northern Ireland early June and play at Ballyliffin and then come back home for the Southern Amateur, Western Amateur, and U.S. Amateur. So that'll kind of be my summer.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the same. We're probably going to play British Am together.
Yeah.
We're going to stay together at Ballyliffin this year. And then not playing Palmer Cup this year. Got a couple stuff back home.
Yeah.
The timing of Palmer Cup this year is not ideal. It's like a week and a half after the British Am, so it's like in July, but yeah, I'll be back home after the British Am, and then come back to the States for Western Am just before Western Am.
I got to broadcast the Arnold Palmer Cup that you played in last year on ESPN, and this year it's going to be in Ireland. So I'm not sure if we're going to get the call to do the broadcast that will be on at like 3 a.m. or something.
You just do it on a monitor, right?
I just do it on a monitor across from Home Slice Pizza. I did the American Athletic Conference Tournament. By the way, South Florida, there's a guy named Jake Peacock who shot 64 the last day. Are you familiar with this kid? Played like crazy. He bogeyed the last hole to shoot 64. South Florida nipped SMU, Nathan Trangio's old school. But there's some really good golfers in that American Athletic Conference on the top.
I would assume you guys are both going to attempt to qualify for the U.S. Open as well.
That's right. There's
another little important 36-hole day.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's a good one.
Whoops.
And where were y'all qualifying?
But he's into sectionals in Dallas. I've got to go through locals out of Escondido here next week coming up, and then hopefully get through there and then get to the Dallas sectional site to get through to the U.S. Open.
It blows my mind. They only have like two spots for 80 golfers.
No, they'll have
like
more than that in Dallas.
Yeah, but what
because
about it?
Colonial is in town.
Oh, that's right.
So they'll have a decent amount of spots there. Two good rounds, and you've got a good shot of getting through there.
Yeah, it's possible. Brian Sark was really close last year, and we had a bunch of college kids last year got through. So
and one of your former Longhorns, Travis Vick, got through.
That's right.
Had a really good U.S.
Yep.
Open.
Yep.
Yeah. That was at the Country Club in Boston.
That's right.
So, y'all can get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pinehurst would be a good place to go, too, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Core Crenshaw redesigned Pinehurst.
Yeah. And if you can play your short game around that course, you're going to do very well in the U.S. Open.
You are. Okay, we got to take a break. After this break, more on the 15th Club Live from Dirty Martin's Place, the iconic bar burger joint. And we've done some damage today with some onion rings, tater tots, and fried pickles, and this is only the first round.
These guys did some damage at Luigi's. I saw them over in Augusta.
Oh, in Augusta.
Yeah. And Mark went over there the next night. We went over there.
Did. Little Let's see, eggplant parmesan.
I don't believe that's on the Dirty's menu yet, but we can ask Will or one of the chefs.
Well, maybe the side of spaghetti and meatballs might be on there.
Okay. All right, we'll be back with more on the 15th Club live from Dirty's right after this.
No cover charge. Come as you are.
This is Eric Lopez, Ed Golf Professional at Lions Golf Course. You're listening to the 15th Club with Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers.
Thank you so much, Eric Lopez. Saw him out yesterday at the Mac Jack and McConaughey. Eric does a wonderful job at Muni. Again, Scotty, the date of the Muni event's coming up May 9th.
May the 9th, the 19th hole party. We've got Jonathan Tyler and the Peterson brothers doing the entertainment. I guess you'll be there maybe doing a little MC
think so.
Work.
Yeah.
And, it's always a fun time.
It is always a fun time. ABC Bank is a proud sponsor of the 15th Club live on KLBJ Radio from Dirty Martin's Place, your iconic hamburger joint here on campus. And man, the Tri-Delts have just arrived, sports fans. They are here. Everybody's here. See, I knew I'd get Tommy Morrison. Tommy, is your neck okay, Tommy? Tommy was looking back there. Tommy Morrison and Chris John Muss. I'm sorry, big guy.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the show. The Longhorns will be involved in the Austin Regional May 13th to the 15th. You can go out free of charge to go see Tommy and Chris John play. For those 3 days, it's going to be wonderful. The low five teams qualify for the national tournament out at the Omni La Costa in California, and UT is hosting that. So that's going to be fantastic. Rob Rawlings and the great folks at Omni. They own Omni Barton Creek and Omni La Costa. Great renovation there.
Yeah, La Costa's been off the circuit for a while. Mark, you probably played there a couple of times.
I did play there.
Tournament of Champions.
I did play a few times there.
Yeah, Gil Hance has redone it now. I don't think any PGA event's been played there maybe in 15 years or something, but it's been a while. But it's
no, they went to
great place.
Kapalua.
Yeah,
Tournament of Champions. They played the match play there for a little while when that came around, just for a couple of years.
They did that. That's correct.
Yeah, but it's been redone, and I don't think it really – they've used the same envelope, but it doesn't really resemble what it was.
I think that's the scene of one of the great crimes in golf.
Hmm. What is that?
When Stephen Ames challenged Tiger.
Oh, that's right.
Said he was vulnerable.
Yeah.
Beat him 9-8.
I thought you were talking about crime.
Yeah. That was La Costa.
Yeah. That was at La Costa.
That was kind of an old mob hangout there at La Costa for years. But now it's an Omni and beautiful from what we hear. Let's talk about Scotty Scheffler. You guys were over in Augusta playing in a tournament over the weekend, and then you stayed on Monday. Got to see a little bit of the practice rounds. Scotty looks unstoppable right now, doesn't he?
Mm. Yeah, Tommy. It's unbelievable. I've met him a couple times in Dallas, and I got to go to him. He and Sam Burns College Golf Fellowship retreat, and it's cool. He's a better guy off the golf course, you know, than he is a player, which is cool to see. It's unbelievable what he's doing. I mean, I never got to watch Tiger in his prime, but I'd imagine this is kind of what it looked like.
If he keeps it going, Tiger sure kept it going for a long time.
You should get on YouTube, brother. There's some good stuff on there with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, no, I've seen highlights, of course.
All right, there you go.
Watching it live.
He took Tiger down a few times. Mark Brooks took Tiger down a few times.
No. I'm saying it's just if you want to find a bar to, you know, put the bar up there, that's a good bar.
Yeah. Christian, have you met Scotty or spent any time with him?
No, I've met him once or twice with our golf day, and he's been to the cameo once, I think. But other than that, no. Tommy and a couple guys on the team, other guy Ben also knows him pretty well from Dallas, but yeah, he's been very nice to me the once or twice times I've met him.
I know there's going to be a big fundraiser in the fall, maybe around the Georgia game, that a lot of the guys are coming in. That's always an opportunity, and Mark will be there as a former major winner, along with Ben and Tom and Jordan and Scotty and the guys.
Let me tell you what's fun. Scotty Scheffler is only like 27. These guys will be out there playing with him. I mean, Scotty will still be young, you know, maybe in his 20s still, early 30s. So it won't be like they're going to be out there playing with a, you know, 45, 50-year-old Scotty Scheffler. These guys will be playing with him when he's still in his prime. So go get him.
Guys, what do you do between now and the regional tournament to get ready for the regional tournament coming up in May 13th through the 15th?
We got finals next week, so I'll act like I do a little school, and then and then we'll start prepping. We've got some school coming up this week, and We're always prepping in the afternoons, going out to UT Golf Club. I think we'll treat it the same way. Maybe don't play a full practice round. We won't have to travel, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, just normal day-to-day stuff.
What about you, Christian? What, you working on anything specific? Any part of your game that nothing's lacking in your game because you had a great final day at Whispering Pines? What's something you need to go work on? Or
it's been a couple of stuff. I probably haven't played the best the last two tournaments and stuff. But yeah, I picked up as a small back thing in California. Kind of worked around that that second day and last day. But no, I think all of us hit it pretty good. I think it's just managing away around the golf course and avoid big numbers, which you can pretty much quickly do at UT. So I think if you can just come up with a good strategy that everybody knows around that golf course, you can break it down and make it very simple for yourselves, because there's a lot of wide areas where it looks very tight, but yeah, if you miss it in the right spot, it gets open pretty wide and opens up the greens as well.
Well, it's been an up and down year for the team. I think you'd both agree that you've had some spots where you expected to do a little better, and you've had some highlights, but hopefully you're peaking at the right time. This Big 12 Championship has got to be a good launching pad. What other teams around the country are you looking at that you think will probably be there at the end in the NCAAs?
Well, I mean, Pat, if I miss any, but Vanderbilt, amazing team. Chapel Hill's an amazing team. Arizona State's got an amazing team. Auburn's got a very deep team.
The West Coast boys are playing well, too. Some of those, Arizona played well out.
Yeah.
Washington, some of those.
Oklahoma and Oklahoma State seem to always be good. You know, Oklahoma State seems to always find a way. Texas Tech has got a good team. So,
what about those guys 90 miles to the east from here? They fight Texas A&M Aggies. I've not seen much about the Aggies golf team this year. How are they? Are they?
I don't know that they're playing their best.
Well, you'll find out on Tuesday who comes to the regional here.
That's right.
So that'll be interesting, and maybe A&M might slip in here. I don't even know if they'll qualify for regionals, will they?
Y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a seeding process.
Right. It is. Conference champions in the seedings. Yeah.
And then they seed them, and they run like they almost call it a snake system.
That's right.
So, you know,
I think it's
they're not going to have five number twos, you know, or let's say top. They're not going to have a. There won't be a region like with five of the top 10 in the same region.
Right.
They
right.
split them up, which okay. is very fair and appropriate.
Yeah, I think it's like top 64 teams get in.
21 conference champions, and then you have to have that formula. You have to have a winning record against team play and over 500. Yeah.
Right.
Something
right.
like that. And the Texas women are going to, Mark, they're going to Bermuda Run. Is that correct?
They are. And I did my research for you here, Ed. I'll flip back. It's near Winston-Salem.
Okay.
The defending national champion Wake Forest Demon Deacons are the host there.
Okay.
And you already mentioned it, but it's 12 teams. Five top teams advance, plus the low individual that's not on one of those teams. And that's pretty much all it is. They have, and then just go get it done.
Kind of cool that the women won the Big 12 championship and you guys won the last ever. That's really kind of cool.
And by the way, that's a week earlier.
It's a week earlier. Okay.
That's May 6th through 8th, so that's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. But it was kind of cool for you guys to win.
It's a good way to leave the Big 12.
Like the tower, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Fantastic. And then we were, Scotty and I were out last time when the tower was lit for the national championship. That was so much fun a few years ago. With Cootie and the rest of the guys.
Cootie, Vic, Gnome, and Hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah. Not Tony Ocula.
Well, I'll assure you guys, top to bottom, 1 through 5, these guys certainly have the talent and the ability to compete and win a national championship this year. So they just got to get ready and go do their business.
Yes, sir.
And we want to urge everybody again, you can go watch this at the UT Golf Club. It is free and open to the public May 13th through the 15th. You've seen it on TV before, but have we ever hosted a regional tournament? I don't think so.
I think they have, actually. They have. Yeah, we've done it.
Pearson won it.
Yeah, we've done it probably a couple times.
2021 or something.
Fellas, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. Have a great night. Go low the rest of the year. Don't go away. The End Zone Club is next with Ben. I'm Ed Clements. For Scotty and Mark, we'll see you coming up after the news on the End Zone Club right here on KLBJ.
I've wanted This old